This is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. And this week's movie is The Piano Lesson. What's it about? Well, it's about a family who is forced to grapple with the past as it relates to their future. What to do with a piano, a family heirloom, is at the center of the conflict. The truth is that while it starts with a piano, it is really about much, much more. So who's in it? Samuel L. Jackson, John David Washington, Danielle Detweiler, Ray Fisher, Corey Hawkins, and Michael Potts. So what's the like? Well, while the discussion centers around a piano, it is just a vehicle to discuss hope, fear, and anger. It's the vehicle to examine history, family, and legacy. On one hand, Bernice, played by Detweiler, who is in physical possession of the piano, wants to keep it as a piece of family history, but she can't touch the piano because she is afraid. The family history is wrapped up in that piano, and it haunts and hurts her to know that her father died trying to protect it. Yet, in a way, she is trying to protect it as well, knowing that the anger and resentment are slowly killing her. On the other hand, her brother, Boy Willie, played by John David Washington, sees the piano as a beacon of hope. He believes that his father's death would be in vain if the family doesn't use it to better their situation. So he wants to sell the piano and use the proceeds to purchase land to become an entrepreneur. Now, interestingly, both paths seek to honor the family and their legacy. And I couldn't help but identify with both Bernice and Boy Willie. From Bernice's standpoint, the sweat and tears that went into making this piano a masterpiece with the family history carved all into it almost demands that it be kept in the family. But from Boy Willie's perspective, shouldn't the sweat, tears, and blood of my ancestors be about progress and not about this single possession? This debate is riveting, with Detweiler and Washington battling to hold on to their positions. Detweiler deftly plays out the complexities of Bernice, while Washington champions the charismatic and ambitious Boy Willie. And then the entire ensemble delivers. Samuel L. Jackson's Doker referees the conflict. Ray Fisher's Lyman adds depth as a character who's much smarter than he initially appears. And then Michael Potts' Whining Boy is simply magnificent as the uninvited guest who complicates the debate with humor and gravitas. You got director Malcolm Washington co-writing with Virgil Williams, and they honor the literary masterpiece, showing how the themes of family and legacy are still relevant today. And then they provide a vintage landscape that feels fresh, drawing viewers into this family's world. So what's not to like? Well, for some, The Piano Lesson might feel too confined. Much of the film takes place in one room, but they do provide these exterior scenes that add context and texture to those who might not be familiar with Wilson's work. So my rating? The Piano Lesson might be about an old piano, but the notes and chords about life are as fresh as they were when August Wilson wrote it. This film challenges us to confront our own past as well as consider the legacy we wish to leave behind. I'm giving this one 4 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube as The Real Critic. That's REEL, and I'll see you next time.